Again, it's Anthony Pepe, Jeff Dawson, East Coast Sports Investors, hanging out here at Super Bowl 58. And joining us right now, he played 11 seasons in the NFL, New York Giants, sixth-round draft pick in 2000, pick number 177.
177, baby.
Tahani Jones is in the house. What's up, Tahani?
I should put that on my driver's license or my license plate or something like that.
Why not?
177. That's a great number. You know, I never really thought about 177. You know, 22 is my birthday.
All right.
Birthday is 2/22/78. I got into the league when I was 22. I played till I was 33. I was drafted 177. There's got to be something in the 11 number.
While we're doing
Is 177, is that a prime number?
I don't know. I'm not a math guy.
It's got to be a prime number,
right? I'm a stupid
right?
knucklehead fan on the radio. You're asking me math questions?
It's not divisible by anything. Does anybody know?
I have no idea, but you
who could we talk to? Can someone call in? Text you or someone like send something on some sort of a thing? I know they got to say something.
How about the number 1997? You were a national champ. Does that mean something?
Look at that. That's a great number. Another 99.
Yeah.
99. Look at that. It means a lot. I think it means everything to the University of Michigan. And now, with our current national championship, I mean, I think it's another fantastic, you know, sign that everything is right in the world. Now, I kind of wish that Detroit would have made it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think a lot of people. America was rooting for Detroit.
Thank you. That's exactly what I said. I wish that Baltimore would have made it to the Super Bowl. I think the players won. I think fandom won in the world of sports, but I think America was rooting for these two teams to go to the Super Bowl. That would have been an amazing win.
Well, we have you here, Tahani Jones. We're going to stay on this numbers theme. So,
give me another one.
97, you won the ship. But well, that was with Brian Griese. But number 10 on that team was some guy named Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Did you have any inkling at all that he was going to be anything close to what he became?
I don't think. Well, I would say this. What's unique about Tom, and you can read about it a lot. I always talk about his like work ethic.
Yep.
Right. His belief in himself. I think he knew his potential, and he was surrounded by a lot of great people that understood what he could be. I think a lot of things had to fall into place in order for him to reach those goals. So I think just as much as he believed in himself and just as much as he had talent, I think it was also like the people that were around him as well. Like, do you think Tom Brady believes Tom Brady could be Tom Brady if he was in a place like Pittsburgh? Right? These are all, hindsight is 2020.
I know what you're saying.
But look, here's the thing. Patrick Mahomes, is Patrick Mahomes the same guy if he's in Seattle, right?
Yeah,
so all these things, it's not my opinion of him as an athlete because he's the greatest, but life has to align itself in a way where people are, life has to align itself in the perfect way at the perfect time. It's just as much timing and luck and belief in yourself as it is anything else. So, no, the answer to the question is, do I think he'd be that? No. But the answer to the question, yes. Right? How did I figure out that I'm going to be right here today? How did I figure out I'm going to be here with Kevin Momentum, who's doing amazing work with Stand Together?
Let's talk about that great segue. You're good at what you do. That's why you're here, damn it.
Well, I hope you're going to be over there at 11 o'clock, between 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock, grabbing a sandwich.
Duh. Look at me.
People.
I like to eat.
Well, all I'm saying is these justice-involved at-risk youth who have come out of the justice system, they found a better way through Kaffir Momentum.
All right.
Stand Together alongside with Players Coalition and NFL have done an amazing job to help these young people transition, right? You know, you think about anybody in any role that they've been in or any challenge, right? Good and bad, right? You have to either keep the wires or rewire yourself. And the young people through Kaffir Momentum started in Dallas, Texas, and now is spread out throughout the country and soon to be in places like Denver and hopefully in places like Baltimore and Houston have done an amazing job. And the recidivism rate of these young people is incredibly low. What does that mean? It means they don't go back into the juvenile justice system. It means that they go out and they're able to be, amazing citizens of our amazing country. And, you know, that's what Stand Together does. Stand Together finds a way to empower people so that they believe in themselves.
CafeMomentum.org/Super Bowl. And there's a boxing component to this, too.
Well, that's another nonprofit organization that Stand Together works with. Yep. Downtown Boxing Gym. Kali Sweeney.
Sure.
He's a big supporter of that. That organization works as an after-school program for young people to be able to find their own gifts.
I love that.
There's another organization. You know, if you think about the Phoenix, right, that organization works with, you know, with people that have addictions, right? Stand Together works with a plethora of nonprofit partners, catalyst organizations across the country solving our country's biggest problems. We have addiction problems in the world. The Phoenix, after-school program problems, right? So Downtown Boxing Gym. Recidivism rates are way too high.
Issues so everywhere trying to help many different situations.
So we work with different people in different areas. And today, like I said, Cap Momentum is here. So hopefully you guys can be able to go over there.
Final couple of minutes here. You play with the Giants. You play with the Eagles. You play with the Bengals. Do you have a favorite or least favorite fan base? Like, what was the favorite?
I love the fan base of all of them.
Okay.
But they're so different. So vastly different. New Yorkers, I mean, they'll never forget you, right? Yeah. That's like the financial sector. So if I ever need a job on Wall Street, I just go find somebody in New York. Like, hey, remember me? Yeah, 50, you know, 55. Like, come on, can I get a job?
Yep.
Right? Or if I'm going to Philadelphia, you know, Philadelphia is a beautiful town that, you know, really took care of me when I started Bowtie Cause. And then going to Cincinnati, I mean, I always say that there's more Fortune 500 companies in Cincinnati than there are in Boston. But everybody talks about Boston. They don't talk about Cincinnati. So
yeah.
I love this, all the cities that I've been to. I love all the people that have taken care of me. You know, I lived in Cincinnati for the longest. But the fan base all across the world, I love all my fans.
Which fan base is going to be thrilled after Super Bowl 58, San Francisco or KC?
I think KC.
Okay.
KC is going to be excited about that. So, you know, if anybody has any problem with my predictions, you can always hit me up at Dahani Jones on X, formerly Twitter. Or you can go to Instagram and find me D0057. You can comment on some of my photographs and say, like, why did you take that picture? I don't understand. Why are you saying these different things? You know, everybody's got an opinion these days.
And again, that website, cafemomentum.org/Super Bowl. Dahani, thanks for joining us.
Thanks
we appreciate
so
much. It. Much
right.
Success.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Dahani.
Thank you.
Former linebacker for the New York Giants, Philadelphia Eagles, played for the Saints, and then the Cincinnati Bengals, Dahani Jones at a Progressive Insurance guest microphone at our makeshift studio.